Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun. We will begin on Daf Kuf Nun, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah on the top of Amud. In our previous shiur, we had already begun to discuss, as we had learned earlier in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Mem Tes, the Gemara had quoted the Pasuk in Yeshayo, V'chibadeta me'asoyis drachecha, mimtza chefzecha v'david dover. And we learned from Mimsa Cheftzecha, Asurim Cheftze Shemayim Matarim. On Shabbos, we're only supposed to be preoccupied with the Cheftze Shemayim, with Avodas Hashem, not with our own business needs. And the sugya that we learn in today's Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach is very focused on that halacha, what we may or may not say or do on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Lo Yiska Adam Payalim B'Shabbos. A person may not hire workers on Shabbos, make up with them a salary, how much they're going to get paid for working on Shabbos. Because as we just said, that is included in the Isser of Mimtza Cheftzecha. There's a Machloikus Rishonim, how far to take this Isser. Some Rishonim say we may not even hire them. We may not even hire them to, without mentioning money. Just hiring them for a position, even without mentioning money, is usur. Most Rishonim, however, are of the opinion that if you don't make up a final salary with them, then it's technically mutter. And the reason is because since it isn't final, so that's not really considered that you did a full-fledged deal on Shabbos. Because if you didn't finalize, they could back out. If they could back out, it's not usur, it's not technically usur. Says the Mishnah further, V'layam el adam chaveri, not only may you not hire an employee on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask somebody else, liska loipalim, to hire workers on your behalf. So Rashi learns that the usur is because of Mimtza Cheftzecha, as we just described. The Rambam seems to learn a different pshat. The Rambam says that the concern is Shema Yichtav, that if I'm going to hire a worker, we may write a contract. And writing a contract involves many Isurim of Ksiva. Posh pshat in the Gemara, and that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara, that the Isser is because of Mimtza Cheftzecha. And as the Magen Avraham tells us that even if you're hiring the worker for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to hire a worker on Shabbos to do something. So even if you're asking him to do a job for a shul, for yeshiva, which is a Dvar Tztaka, the halach is that one might not hire a worker on Shabbos. From here we see that Rashi teaches us that if I hire the worker to work for me on Shabbos, if I ask somebody else to do it for me, so I'm going to be over lifnei iver l'seitei michshol. As Rashi teaches us here in Divrei Mask v'layom l'chaveroi. So this Rashi is the source for a very important halacha, that the din that we know of lifnei iver l'seitei michshol doesn't only apply by the Raisas, it even applies by the Rabbonim. In our Gemara, we're talking about Issa Drabbanan. The Issa of hiring a worker, although certainly usur on Shabbos, is only in Issa Drabbanan. But Rashi's telling us that it's usur even, that the Issa of Lifnei Iver, of asking somebody to do work on my behalf, is usur even by Issa Drabbanan. So based on this, I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed here asks an interesting question. We know that the Shabbos before a chosson gets married, the minig is that we throw candies and different sweets at the chosson. We have an oifruf. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph teaches us lo yitain koidim kiddush klum. A person is not allowed to eat anything before kiddush. So ask the Cheshukei Chemed if by throwing the candies at the chosson, there are going to be people in the shul who are not careful and will eat before the kiddush. Why is that not considered lifnei iver? So certainly, it's not necessarily considered lifnei iver. Because as we've said many times in the shiurim, the iser lifnei iver is only betray avri de nahara, where the person could not have done the avera if not for me assisting him in doing the avera. Here, if somebody's anxious to eat before kiddush, then he could eat, he could find food, even not the candies that we provided for the oifrof. So, the shukei chemet, so it's only an issue of mesayeya, it's not an issue of lifnei iver. But of course, mesayeya de oiver avera is also prohibited. So why are we allowed to do it? So he also quotes opinion of the Ravid that the issa to eat before kiddush is specifically Friday night. We're not allowed to eat before we kaddish the Shabbos with kiddush. But if Friday night you said kiddush, so then the kiddush that you say by day, of course there's an obligation to say kiddush by day, it doesn't carry the same weight. And since it doesn't carry the same weight, it's not, maybe if somebody ate before kiddush, it's mutter. There's also another opinion that says that the chi of kiddush by day doesn't come until you finish davening, because you're not allowed to eat. The halach is kiddush has to be b'makom suda, and you can't eat before you finish davening. So there's no chi of kiddush yet. If there's no chi of kiddush yet, he didn't do anything wrong by eating before making kiddush, because there was no chiyuv kiddush yet. And therefore, he basically comes out that since the point of throwing all these things at the chasan kala is a very important minig, we throw wheat at the chasan, so that's why people throw popcorn, they throw egoizim, or nuts, that he should, we know egoiz is begematria chait, it's begematria toiv. He shouldn't have any more averus. He should only have good. We throw almonds because almonds ripen very quickly. He should have a beautiful mishpacha. So all of these reasons are very important. And therefore he says that even though we just learned that even by a derabbanon, there is a concern of lifnei iver, we need not be concerned in such a situation. Says the Mishnah further, Ein machshichim al tchum. We know that on Shabbos, one may not go outside of the Tchum Shabbos. So the Mishnah says somebody can't stand by the border of the Tchum to see that he should be right there by Motzoi Shabbos, that he could go, let's go Palim, to be able to go to a place where he could hire employees. Or for the same matter, Lahavi Paris, he wants to cut fruit. He can't stand by the border of his Tchum that Motzoi Shabbos he should be able to go right away and cut the fruit, because all of these are involve Chilul Shabbos. It seems, says Tosfos, that only you're not allowed to stand by the border of your tchum to do so, but inside your tchum, so it's not so obvious that you're standing there with a purpose to do something that you may not do on Shabbos, says Tosfos, that you're allowed to stand there. And Aruch HaShulchan paskins like that, Tosfos. Avol machshichu, you may stand by the border of your tchum, lishmor, that you want to go right outside your tchum to watch the peiris. And once you went out for that purpose, to watch the fruit, to watch your field, the loch is maybe peiris beyond, you're competing the peiris in your home. And the reason is, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, since watching your fruit on Shabbos is mutter, so therefore, even though you're not allowed to go outside your tchum, that doesn't prevent you from standing right there to do something which you're technically permitted to do on Shabbos. And as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Kuntres Achron, Simon Rei Samach Gimel Sufkot and Ches explains the Gemara, he really is allowed to go watch his peiris. But let's say somebody, it wasn't within the tchum, but there's something blocking you from being able to get to your fruit. There's a river, there's something in the way. So the halacha is you're allowed to go. You can't go, even though you're technically allowed to go. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's how we should look at this situation. He really wants to go. He's really allowed to go. There's something in his way, and that's why he's allowed to do it. Why does the Mishnah use the word peiris biyadai? So I saw the Achronim have two different pshatim, almost opposite pshatim. One pshat is that the Chodesh Aviv suggests that not only are you allowed to bring the fruit, you stood by the border in order to be able to go watch your field, but you went to watch your field, and once you went to watch your field, you also are allowed to now cut peiros. Teaches us the Mishnah, since what you did is mutter, the halacha is you could bring the peiros biyadoi. You could carry the peiros, and there's absolutely no concern. On the other hand, I saw that the Sefer Shoshanim LeDavid says, no, yes, we're allowing you to cut peiros, but we're only allowing you to cut peiros biyadoi, the amount of peiros you could hold in your hand. I mean, you can't just bring many peiros, because if you're going to bring many peiros, it's going to be obvious that that was the real reason you stood by the tchum, which is not a legitimate reason. Says the Mishnah, Klal Am Abishol. Abishol summarized with a rule. Kol Shani Zaka B'Merosai. Anything that I'm allowed to say in Shabbos to somebody else, or to Akum, to do on my behalf, Rishoy Ani L'Hach Shechalov, I'm allowed to stand by the border of my tchum to do it myself. Ask the Gemara, the first thing of the Mishnah was that I can't hire workers and I can't ask my friend to hire workers. So ask the Gemara, Maishnahu, Maishnah Chaveroi, why should there be a difference between me or my friend? If I'm not allowed to do it, he's not allowed to do it. Amar Papa, says Rapapa, when our Mishnah says I'm not allowed to ask someone to do it on my behalf, it means chaveri nochri. It means a nochri. So since an akum obviously is not prohibited from doing melacha on Shabbos, maybe I would think I could ask him to do this. That's why the Mishnah teaches us that included in the isser of mimtza cheftzicha is that I'm not allowed to speak even to an akum by asking him to do something on my behalf that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the chiddush, furthermore, is that even when I ask the Akum to do something on my behalf, he still has to go do it. So I would think that that's not a dibur that's asur, because I just began the process of asking him to hire a worker. He still has to go hire the worker. He still has to negotiate with the worker. And therefore, we would say that it should be mutter. Teaches us the Mishnah that since what I'm asking him to do is something that he's not allowed to do on my behalf on Shabbos, even if it's just beginning the conversation, the halacha is it may not be done on Shabbos. Maskel Rav Ashi, ask Rav Ashi, Amir Nachri Shmos. We already learned earlier in Amasechta, on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, we learned very important halachas about an Akum not being allowed to do anything on my behalf. I'm not allowed to even call, we learned there in the Gemara, an Akum to extinguish a fire on my behalf. So that I'm not allowed to ask an Akum to do something on Shabbos, we already learned. That can't be what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu Tamei Chaver Yisrael. Our Mishnah is not talking about an Akum, it's talking about Yisrael. Hakam Ashman, and our Mishnah is teaching us, L'yayim L'odim L'chaveri, I'm not allowed to ask my friend, Schalim P'alim, I'm not allowed to ask him to hire workers on my behalf. What I can't say, I'm al adam al chaver, I could say it to somebody who I want to hire, hanirash tamrami le'erev. Maybe you can meet me tonight. And it's obvious what I mean to say for him. What I mean to say is that I want to meet you tonight to hire you for a job. Since I didn't speak money, we didn't make up the financial arrangements. And furthermore, when we meet Matzoy Shabbos, he may decide that my offer is not an offer that he wants to accept. And certainly, it's not an offer that carries any obligation. That's why the Mishnah is teaching us that that's permitted. Masni Samani, who is that opinion? Kribishu ben Karcho. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches, Lo Yoyma Adam L'Chaver, the Tanakama holds, you may not say to somebody else, Hanira should... Tarman Emil Erev. Let's meet tonight. What obvious what I'm asked, what I mean to say to him is that I want him to come work for me. However, Rav Shu ben Karcho Omer, Omer Adam L'Chaveroi, you can't say to someone else, Hanir Shetarman Emil Erev, that you could stand, meet me tonight. But it's important to point out, says the Ritva, that even when I'm, even Rav Shu ben Karcho, that's taking this lenient approach, is very careful not to say that I'm saying to him, please, I want you to work for me. Let's meet to work out the arrangement. I just use a wording, Hanira Shataman Mil Erev. Even though he understands and I understand the reason I want to meet is to hire him for a position, as long as it wasn't said that that's what I'm doing, and we didn't make, and as we said a moment ago, all those other factors to take into consideration that this really isn't a full-fledged deal, that's why it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Baba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halakha Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. V'yamar Rabbi Baba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My time, Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. Why, indeed, is a mutter? The ksiv, because as we started this year, the pasuk says, "Mimtza cheftzecha v'dabe dover," that we're not allowed to speak something about cheftzechol on Shabbos. Dibrosser, here a mutter, and as the Achronim all explain, that this is in the category of hearer, because as we explained, it's not really a full-fledged deal. And as the Meiri explains, Loinitna Tar Lamache Sharas, as much as we have to be careful about Shabbos, and as much as we're learning that the Halach is, you have to be careful with Shabbos, the Torah was not given to Malachim, and we can't control our thoughts. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is that this kind of speech is in the same category of thought of hearer, and hearer is mutter. But it's important to point out that Rabbeinu Yoina in the Geras HaTshuva says, I'll read his words, Asal Adam Sheyliva Tard B'Besaka B'Shabbos. A person shouldn't be thinking about his business dealings on Shabbos. Af B'Shamru, even though we just learned the Gemara, the Hir Mutter, when is Hir Mutter? Im Yesh Lam Etoich HaHir Tar Salev. But if because he's thinking he's going to have tirdas halev, he's not going to be calm. A nidna daga, or he's going to start to be concerned. He starts thinking about a business and he starts getting word. Shnema vasisa kamalachtecha. The Torah about Shabbos says vasisa kamalachtecha. V'amram mechilta. The mechilta says shtei kamalachtecha beinecha kilesuya. On Shabbos, our attitude is like everything is done. Shloi tahara leim. V'ken arm betfila. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, Menuchas, Shalom, Hashkeit, Uvetach, Menuchas Shleima Shata Roitzaba. On Shabbos, we ask for a Menuchas Shleima. Thinking about these things, certainly, says Rabbeinu Yoin, is not Menuchas Shleima. And then he goes on to say, Birch Samazan, Ano Oimim Shleitei, Tzorah V'yogoyin, B'yoyim Menuchasenu. Shabbos is a day that Tzorah V'yogoyin are prohibited. So we have to avoid all these types of thoughts. And the Torah in Siman Shen Vav says that Oynik Shabbos includes not thinking about everything on Shabbos. Even though technically it's mutter, but that's not what Oynik Shabbos means. Oynik Shabbos means not to think about this. Ask the Gemara, Ramalei Rav Acha Barav Hunel Rava, Miam Rabbi Yochanan, is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, the Dibur Osir, here Mutter, that only speaking is Osir, but here is Mutter, Alma, so obviously Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that Hirur is Lav Kedibur. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi B'Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, B'kam Bokam Mutter Laharur, everywhere may a person speak about Divrei Torah, Chutz V'Besakechetz V'Besakisei. But why are you not allowed to think about Divrei Torah in those places if Hirur is Mutter, if Hirur is not Kedibur? Answers the Gemara Shani Hossam. You can't bring a raya from that halacha. The Binan, because the pasuk says regarding our places where we're allowed to think, v'hoyu machnecha kodesh. And if you're thinking about divrei Torah in a place which is not clean, v'leka, it's missing a machnecha kodesh. So in other words, the way to understand the Gemara is that even though normally hearer is not kedibur, here the Torah went out of its way to teach us that v'hoy machnecha kodesh, that even here is asur. Ask the Gemara, but by this halacha, hachanamik siv, the Torah says v'lo yirah b'cha irvas dover. And dover seems to mean that only dibur is asur, not hearer. So why are we saying that here is asur? Answers the Gemara, hahu, the pasuk that's coming to teach us layir b'cha ervas dover is coming to teach us a different halacha. Mibaylei, it's needed to teach us l'chad Rav Yehuda. The halacha that Rav Yehuda taught us. Dar Rav Yehuda, akum orum, even an akum, and certainly a Yisrael that's standing without clothing, Also, look at Krishma Kanegdoi. One can't say Krishma. It's not only Krishma. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is for Tefillah or Divrei Torah. Cannot be said in a place where people aren't dressed properly. And what the Torah is teaching us, Shloyeba Erva Stover, there shouldn't be facing you an Erva Stover when you're saying Krishma, and it has nothing to do with what you're allowed to think or not allowed to think in such a place. My area, Akum, so ask the Gemara, as we already anticipated, why we only concerned them in Akum that's not wearing clothing. I feel Yisrael Nami, shouldn't this halacha even apply by Yisrael who's not wearing clothing? Answers the Gemara, the way to understand the halacha is Loim Baye. It goes without saying. Loim Baye Yisrael Aram, certainly a Yisrael that's not wearing clothing, Osir, you can't say Krishma in front of him. Aval Akum. But when you speak about the Akum, Kivin Dixibe, it says regarding the Akum, Ashbisar Bukharim Basaram, the Akum who are anxious to do Znus are compared to donkeys. So maybe their erva is not considered an erva, and therefore this halacha ought not to apply. And you could be able to say Dovah Shabakdusha in front of them, even if they're not wearing clothing. A Mashapadami, Kamash Malan, that you may not. But ask the Gemara, maybe indeed, maybe the halacha is that in front of an Akum Orim, you could say Dovah Sheba Kedusha. Answers the Gemara, Omer Kra, the Pasuk says by Noyach, when Shem and Yofes wanted to cover him up, the Pasuk says, V'ervis Avim Loiro. And as the Mashah explains, why does the Torah have to say Ervis Avim Loiro? Could have just said Loiro. The Torah went out of its way to say Ervis Avihem to teach us that their erva is considered an erva. Ask the Gemara, v'diver miyaser, is the halacha that we're not allowed to say dibuchol and Shabbos? Is that indeed the halacha? V'ha Rav Chizr Rav Huna d'amr tamayu cheshbonis shemitzvah, to make a cheshbon of mitzvah to determine how much tztaka the tztaka fund needs. Mutal cheshbon b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do on Shabbos. If the halach is the dibur is asur, so how could this be done on Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar also taught us paiskun tztaklanim b'Shabbos. We're allowed to not only think about tztak on Shabbos, we're actually allowed to commit, we're allowed to pledge tztak on Shabbos. Var Rav Yaakov Eidi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'fakim b'kuach nefesh, if there's a situation of b'kuach nefesh, or b'kuach rabim, if there's a situation that we need to go to the government to ask the government to do things on our behalf, they all may be done on Shabbos. And the halach is, v'hochon abate knesiyos, one could go to a beis haknesses, l'fakech al esk rabim b'shabbos, to make an appeal. These are different gathering places where the Akum would meet. So you see that not only are you allowed to go to Batik Nesiyos, the halacha is that you're allowed to go to these different places. The Machlokes Rishonim, what these places are. Some Rishonim explain that these are places where the government officials, just like the government offices, but there are Rishonim that suggest that these aren't really government offices. But the way to understand that, even if they're places of like theaters or stadiums, you're allowed to go there on Shabbos, if that's where you're going to be able to meet and prevail for the Tzair Harabim. Furthermore, V'tana D'mei Menashe, M'shatchen ala Tinoikis, Lioris, we're allowed to make Shaduchim on Shabbos, ala Tinoik, and we're allowed to make up tuition. L'olam d'sefer, we're allowed to bring our child to a yeshiva, to a rebbe, to teach him. L'olam d'umnas, and not only Torah, but even to teach him a profession. So we see that all these things are mutter. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk that says we have to be careful about what we say and speak on Shabbos, says mimtso cheftzecha v'dabedover. So we learn from here, chafatzecha asurim, things that relate to your private business are also on Shabbos. Cheftze shemayim, those are maturim. And everything that we spoke about here are considered cheftze shemayim. So even though we just learned that cheftze shemayim, we're learning a mutter, that the halacha is that you have to be careful what is included in Chafetz Shemayim and what is not included. For example, we just learned in the Gemara, Poiskin Tztokel Aniyim B'Shabbos. So the question is, why indeed are you allowed to do that? Didn't we just learn in the previous shir that in Magdishim, Ve'Machrimim, and all these, you're not allowed to make anything Hegdish on Shabbos? So the Rishonim already discussed this question. And they say, when the halacha is that you're not going to be magdish something in Shabbos, is when you're being magdish a specific item. So if you're being magdish a specific item on Shabbos, that is osur. That is osur. But if you're not being magdish a specific item, you're just pledging that you're going to give a certain amount of money for tzedakah, or even if you say that you're going to give a specific item for tzedakah, you make an announcement, I'm going to donate a Sefer Torah. But the Sefer Torah is not here. You're going to still have to go get, write, or whatever the Sefer Torah, since that's not called being Magdish and Shabbos. Being Magdish and Shabbos is when you have a specific item in front of you, and you Magdish that specific item. Furthermore, the Gemara says the Chafetz Shemayim is mutter. So Rabbi Yoshev in a tshuva discusses what's the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says that Chafetz Shemayim is mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah says that Tzorchei Rabbim are considered Chafetz Shemayim. If you're doing something on behalf of the community, it's mutter. So he has a very interesting question that he discusses. He says that the meteorologists set up different type of equipment to be able to determine how much rain there's going to be, how much humidity there's going to be on. And the question is, could they be set up on Shabbos? Is that considered a medida shamitzvah? So he says that can't be considered a medida shamitzvah. He says, if we look in all the examples of our Gemara, the examples that our Gemara speak about were a situation where it was a hatzolah for the rabbim, where Klai Yisrael was in trouble and we needed to do something to get them out of trouble. This is not considered something like that, and therefore the halacha is that's not mutter. Even though the Rabbi Yoshev is machmer in that way, I did see a tshuva from the Shas of Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Tezvov, that says that Besdin certainly may not be in session on Shabbos. We learned that doing it the entire on Shabbos is similar to Mekach HaMemker. But even though a Besdin may not be in session on Shabbos, to take Edus, to save an Aguna, as we learned so many times in Shas, Mishimigune Kilo Barabonon, to convene a Besdin for that purpose is Mutter. So the Gemara says that on Shabbos, we're allowed to speak Shiduchim matches for boys and girls. So I saw a beautiful Vart. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. The Gemara says, what does Hashem do after those 6 days? So the Gemara says, Yoshev Mezavik Zvugim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and makes Shidduchim. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously there's no difference between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos. And the Gemara, it doesn't make that distinction. So we see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and thinking about Shidduchim on Shabbos, we may emulate him and do the same. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Chashbonos Shemelech. If you make different calculations of Melech, which means they don't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what you're thinking. You know, or Shemabekach. If you make a Cheshbon of something that was, it doesn't make a difference towards the future. The halacha is Mutter L'Chashbon B'Shabbos. And as the Prima Gadim explains, the Gemara says, we just learned chafatzecha, something which involves your business. But if there's nothing involved in your business, then it's mutter. Tanya mihochi, cheshbonos she'avru. Even if you have to make a calculation, which is not completely over, the way I saw the Rishonim explain the Gemara, the workers worked for you. They finished the job. And you're figuring out how much you have to pay him. Shasid liyos. That's osel cheshvan. That you're not allowed to think on Shabbos. Even though the job is over, you still may not make such cheshbonos on Shabbos. However, shemelech, what you just explained, doesn't mean a king. What it means is thinking about what if, which doesn't really make a difference, or shemabekach, something that has really no value, mutal chashvan, then you may think about that on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Vermini, the Brisa says, chashvin chashboinus shen etzrichim, you're allowed to think about chashboinus that have no purpose. Veim chashvin chashboinus etzrichim, b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to think about calculations that have some value. Ketzet, Oma Adam L'Chaveroi, a person could tell somebody else, Kach V'Kach Pa'alim Hatzesi, this is the amount of workers I hired, Al Sadezu, to work on this field. Kach V'Kach Denarim Hatzesi, Al Dir Zu, I spent this much money on building my house. Avalo Yoimer, Kach V'Kach Hatzesi, I'm not allowed to say I already spent this much on this home, on this business. V'Kach V'Kach Ani Osu L'Hatzi, I'm still going to need to spend this much money, because that's osur. So we see that the Braisa says that any cheshbon about what was is permissible. Ask the Gemara, or Tamech, let's ask a question. Kosher hi gufa. The Braisa at the beginning says, you're not allowed to think about cheshbonus that were. And then the Braisa says that you're allowed to. Elo, what's the difference? Hadi ikagir debay. If I still owe the workers money, even though the job is done, but since I owe them money, that's something that's a cheshbon that may not be done in Shabbos. But if I don't owe them any more money, so then it's a cheshbon that I'm allowed to have on Shabbos, because it doesn't make a difference. The entire project is over. So we learned in the Mishnah, we're now allowed to stand by the tchum to be there right by the tchum, so Matzah Shabbos, I could hire workers or cut the fruit. Tana Rabbanan tells us the Gemara Maisa b'Chassid Eschad. There was a story where the Chassid Shenifritz Loi Peres B'Toich Sadeu, the wall around his field got breached. V'Niska Shabbosu, and then he remembered that it's Shabbos. Now, and he thought in his mind that he's going to fix it. So some Rishonim say what he meant was that he forgot that it was Shabbos and he decided to fix it on Shabbos. Others say it wasn't that he ever had a consideration to fix it on Shabbos. Rather, his thought was, this is what I need to do after Shabbos. After Shabbos, I have to fix it. And then he realized that that is not permissible on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not, as we spoke a little few minutes ago, Shabbos, you're not supposed to think about these things. He decided that because I did the wrong thing, that I should not have had these thoughts on Shabbos. He punished himself. It's not that he was obligated to do this, but he decided because of that, he's not going to fix the fence. To show, this is what Shabbos means to me. And to remember that you're not supposed to have on Shabbos these tides of thoughts. Says the Gemara V'Nasloi Neis, and a tremendous nace happened to him, Vosloi Tzlaf, and a caper bush grew up in that place where the wall was breached, that enclosed his whole field, so he didn't have a problem with his field being open. And not only that, Mimenu, Hois Panasos, Panasos, basically, he had Panasa for himself and his whole family. So, the Chidah says a phenomenal word here. He says that this chassid was really the neshama of Tzolofchad. And Tzolofchad, we know, was Mechal Shabbos. And to be Mesakin, the Aveira that he did, that he was Mechal Shabbos, he came back to this world and went to the other extreme. He went to the other extreme of being Shayim Shabbos, even when the halacha doesn't require him to do so. And particularly, when we learned the sugya of Tzolochad, we said that the Medrash says Tzolochad l'shem shemayim miskaven. Tzolochad really had a very pure intention. So if that's the case, we could understand very well why he had this chus. And that's why he had Tzolof. Tzolof is similar to the word Tzolochad, that to show us that this was Tzolochad. I also saw that the Ben Yoyada says, along this part of the Chidah, that the tzlaf bush gives three types of fruit. And we know that the Torah, when it speaks about the B'nai Tzolofchad, says that they had three milas. They were chachmonios, they were darshonios, and tzidkonios. So that's another raya that we're speaking about tzolofchad, because tzolofchad, the tzlaf, is a perfect representation of tzolofchad, who had these children that were that had these three milas, just like the tzlaf tree gives three types of fruit. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Mota Adam Loim L'chaveri, somebody could tell somebody else, L'krap Ploni Ani Hoylich L'mocher, that on Shabbos, he could tell somebody else, I'm going to that city, even though on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go. That city is outside Yitchum. Shem Yesh Burgenin, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in Masech the Erevin, that even though you only have a tchum of 2,000 mil around your city, but if there are continuous huts, burgenin, with every one of them within 70 am of each other, they continue to extend the city that you could keep on walking. So since theoretically it would be possible to get there on Shabbos, the only time that Dibur is Usur is in a situation where there would be no way that what I'm saying I'm doing, I could do on Shabbos. But if what I'm saying that I'm doing on Shabbos is something, if I'm saying on Shabbos something I'm going to do during the week is something that I could technically or theoretically do on Shabbos, so the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Aruch HaShulchan explain, that takes that out of the category of Dibur Shel Isser, that we're learning an entire shir, that Dibur Shel Isser is also on Shabbos, and puts it into the category of Hirur, which is Mutter. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein Mechshich Ma'atchum, L'skopei Alim, we're not allowed to stand by Matzei Shabbos, by the Tchum, in order to go hire workers, or Lohavi Peiris, or in order to cut fruit. Bishlam Loskopalim, so I understand why you can't stand there to hire workers. The Bishabbos Lematza Ogur. There's no way you could hire workers on Shabbos. El Lahavi Peiris, why is there a problem? If we're saying that you could do, if you could stand there, if what you're trying to do is something that you technically or theoretically could do on Shabbos, Lema Shem Yesha Mechitzas, if there was an Erev, I could bring those Peiris into the city. So then, if the Paris and I could bring it into the city, why is this an issue? Answers the Gemara, Mishkachsla, we are referring to a situation, the Paris and Mechubarim, where they were connected to the ground. And there is no way that you could bring in on Shabbos fruit that was connected to the ground. Ask the Gemara, V'tan Rebbeisha, Ein Mechashchem al Tchum, one cannot stand by the Tchum to bring Lahavi, to bring Tevin V'kash, to bring processed straw or whole straw. So says the Mishlam Kash, when we speak about whole straw, Mishkach Slam Mechubar, could still be connected to the ground. And if it's connected to the ground, the halacha is that you can't get it on Shabbos. El Tevin, processed straw, is something by definition that's disconnected from the ground. So Hech Mishkach Slam, why would it be us to do so if it's something that I technically could do on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, we're referring here to Tidna Syria. Tidna Syria is spoiled, foul-smelling straw, which is muksa. And as the Rishonim point out, from here we see that when our Gemara differentiates, if you're allowed to stand there to do something which is mutter or also on Shabbos, it's not only if it's mutter or also on Shabbos with an Issa Daraisa, but even if it's an Issa Darabonon, because muksa, as we were learning in our Masechta, is an Issa Drabanan, still, I'm not allowed to stand there for that. I'm not allowed to be Machshech al Tchum for that purpose. Toshma, the Mishnah we're going to learn in tomorrow, she teaches us, Mechashchim al Tchum, Lefakech al Iskei Kalav al Iskei Meis. We're allowed to stand there, even though we're learning now that we're not allowed to stand by the Tchum. You're allowed to stand there for Iske Kalav Emes. So ask the Gemara. Iske Kalav Emes in, for that we're allowed to stand there, as we learned, Chafetzach Asurim, Chefti Shemai Metarim. Iske Acher, but for Dover Shus Loi. So says the Gemara. It must be that when we're standing there for the Chosn of a Kala, we're standing for something which is something that's Osir to Don, But because it's a chasm of kala, I'm allowed to do it. So says the Gemara, Bishlam achad dumi the kala. Where is there a situation that for a kala we're being lenient, but for everyone else we cannot be lenient? Mishkachsla lemizgalei achsa. We're cutting off the leaves of the adasim to make the chuppah for the kala. So cutting leaves of adasim certainly are also on Shabbos, but we're learning that letzayrich kala we're allowed to do it. However, mace, my niu, that's the chil Shabbos that's involved at the mace that we're saying only because it's a mace, so we're going to be lenient and let you stand by the tchum. Where's the chil Shabbos? Lovi loy techrichim. It doesn't mean lovely or metachrichin. And what are we learning? Viktani mace in only for a mace can I stand there? Avo acha for someone else loy. Amai lema. If the entire issue is just to carry the aron metachrichim, haven't we said that that's not something which is necessarily osur? Because theoretically you could carry the aron if there was an eruv. Lema shem yesha mechitzas. If there was an eruv, maybe I could carry it. Says the Gemara mace namim. There can be a situation where I have to do a malacha for the mace. What is the case? I have to make for him the tachrichim, sew the tachrichim, prepare the tachrichim, which is a malacha daraisa, which of course normally you could not stand by the tchum for such a purpose, but here, if it's l'tzarech mace, we are allowed to. But we learned, al machshichin, to do something that you could technically do on Shabbos, I could stand by the tchum. And that's why I could stand by the tchum if the purpose is that I should be able to get to my field Motzei Shabbos to see what's doing. And the Mishnah even taught us another chiddush that once I'm doing it for that purpose, I could even cut fruit and bring it home after Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, but there's another problem. Afk Avdolei Avdol. He hasn't made Havdolah. And didn't we learn? Vam Rav Elazar ben Antignus Mishim Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Also, lo adam shiasa chafetz of kadem shiavdol. You're not allowed to do anything until you make avdola. And as the Levush explains, the kedusha of Shabbos doesn't completely leave until we make avdola. That's how the Levush and the Oil of Shabbos explain. The Taz has a different explanation. He says it has nothing to do with the kedusha of Shabbos. It's a Chazal said that we don't want you to do Malacha or Matzoi Shabbos until you first recite Havdalah. And the Brisker Rav explains this. He says, certainly Shabbos leaves by the Zman. But Chacham said that we're not allowed to do Malacha when Shabbos is over, even though Shabbos is over, because of covered Shabbos. And that is, the Kavod Shabbos tells us that I may not do Melacha until I did Havdalah. That's one explanation the Brisker Rav suggests. Another explanation he gives is that everybody is obligated to make Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos. So since I have an obligation to make Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos, so I'm not, that Chiyuv, that Chazal told us that I'm not allowed to do anything is because I have first the obligation to do Havdalah. And since I first have an obligation to do Avdolah, I can't do anything until I make the Avdolah. But it's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, the only thing that you're not allowed to do before Avdolah is a Melacha Gemura. Melacha Gemura is a Melacha that involves Torah, it involves real labor. But a Melacha that isn't a Melacha Gemura, like carrying, this is the way the Taz, and our Chaim Simran, Reish Tzadik Tess of Cotton Tess, explains the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, said that is permitted. And the Raya for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because the Gemara that we just learned said, Osul Adam Shiasa Chafotzov. Why did the Gemara say Shiasa Chafotzov? It should have said Osul Asas Melocha. So we see from here that it's not a din in Melocha, it's a din in Tircha. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but the Ramah himself says it's better not to do anything before Havdalah. But I did see an interesting Shaila that is brought in the Sefer Shaila Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua, that the Belzer Rebbe asked the Dvar Yeshua, who was a Rav in Tel Aviv, that he keeps Shabbos very late, and doesn't make Havdalah till late, but he needs to take medicine. So of course on Shabbos, he doesn't take medicine. The question that he posed to Dvar Yeshua is, could he take at least the medicine when the Zman of Matzah Shabbos comes, even though he didn't make Havdalah? And the Dvar Yeshua, based on this Rabbeinu Yerucham, says maybe we could be lenient. V'chi teimah, if we'll say the Avda B'Tefillah, that the person already made Havdalah, says the Gemara, that isn't adequate. Because Amar of Yehuda Mishmuel, Hamavda B'Tefillah, Tzorach Shiavdol Alakois. Besides saying Atachon on Tanu, we also have to say Havdalah Alakois. V'chi teimah, the Avdal Alakois, that he said Havdalah already. Ask the Gemara, he's standing by the Tchum. Kois besodom yikah, are there any, is there wine to say Havdalah in the field? Answers the Gemara, Tergema, Rav Nosson bar Ame Kameh de Rava, Benegit Shanut. He's working in the wine press. And there's wine in the wine press to make Havdalah. Omle, Abayla of Yosef, but my Rav Amrinan Hochi, on Metisrael the Minig was, that a Matzah Shabbos they would say, Hamadu B'Kaddish L'chol, Vavdin Tzurchen, and after they said that, they did whatever they needed to do. When I was by the home of Rav Kahana, have Omer, he would say Matzah Shabbos Hamadu and Kaddish L'chol, Masaltin and Silti, and then he would cut wood. The halacha is that everybody in the family has to say Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol to be able to do melacha. Furthermore, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. When the Gemara says that you have to say Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, do we say it with the shame? Baruch atah Hashem al kerem el cha'olam Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol? Or do we just say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol? So the minig, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is that we just say Hambaruch Hamad Ben Kodesh L'chol, and that applies to everybody in the family who wants to do something, should say Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh L'chol. However, since it's a Machlokes Rishonim, we have a very big problem, because we're learning you're not allowed to do Melacha before you say Baruch Hamavdil. And if the Halacha requires you to say the Shem Hashem, if you didn't say Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to do any Melacha. So how do you solve that problem? So from here we see that the best thing to do is that you should say Shmon Esrei. You should say Atachon Otanu, where there you certainly said Shem Hashem, and you avoid any problem and not do any melacha before then.